Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. So many of my subscribers are asking me if I'm going to cover the latest fire warfare. Yes, that's how I call it, in California with the Palisades fire. In fact, there are several fires that are burning, three major fires as I record this on Wednesday, January 8th, 2025, the Palisades fire, the Eaton fire, and the Hearst fire. These are all in Los Angeles or the greater Los Angeles area. So the details we have right now, at least 70,000 residents are under evacuation orders. Luckily, there are places that are taking animals. There are power shutoffs. Of course, we've seen this scenario before, and I will admit that I have got fire fatigue. I'm not even directly affected by this latest designer disaster, as I call it, but please know that my heart goes out to all of those whose lives and properties are being intentionally decimated by this latest terrorist attack. Yes, I said it. That's what I believe, a terrorist attack. This is the most logical conclusion that I can draw. Inflicting terror upon the unsuspecting population cannot be explained in any other way. We've seen it in so many places across our planet. Notice how that is spelled, P-L-A-N-E, the plane. I personally do not believe that these frequent fires are natural. Now, here's a map of the lovely state of California. Look down in the south. There's Los Angeles. Let's zoom in. This is Los Angeles, and you'll see Malibu there to the west. And just next to it is Pacific Palisades, a beautiful area. And here is a little bit of an enlarged version here. Now, Pacific Palisades is actually a beautiful area. It is a very, what you would call an upper class area. This is where a lot of the entertainment people live, such as Tom Hanks, Ben Affleck, Steven Spielberg, just to name a few. The average, the median family income is well over $250,000 annually, $360,000. It may be even more. The individual average income is $200,000 a year. So I wanted to share with you some of these houses. Actually, you know what's weird, friends? I did a lot of frame grabs here for you, and it looks like my computer has swallowed them yet again. That is so strange, but let me see what I still have here for you. I had some images of beautiful houses. You can just do a search on Zillow and you will see that there are multi-million dollar houses in this neighborhood. I'm talking about 39 million, 49 million, 12 million, and on it goes. Beautiful homes. And here we've got Newsom and his cronies putting on their act of concern here. And I just, of course, here's a one-eyed symbolism. They had to grab this picture of their standing outside the Bunny Museum, probably other symbolism going on there. Excess water demand caused fire hydrants to run dry. Friends, I am going to be sharing with you the article that I wrote for my Substack, which is peggyhall.substack.com. And as I do that, I'm going to be sharing some of these images. I did not select the very devastating images. I do not want to expose you to those. You need to protect yourself from the trauma. As I was saying, we have seen so many of these frequent fires that defy natural fire behavior. There are too many. They are too large. They are too hot. Now, on my YouTube channel, I have produced well over 100 videos about this strange fire behavior. I've got a playlist on fires. I've got a playlist on the Maui fires. I've got a playlist on weather manipulation with tons of details and facts to support my claims, including how these fire temperatures defy the physics of fire. I've analyzed several California fires, the Maui fires, those in Canada, Oregon, Wyoming, New Mexico, the island of Tenerife, or I should say the city there in the Canary Islands, Gatlinburg, the fires in Europe, you name it. Fires are so-called breaking out in places that are normally not at risk for fires. Now, we do have something in California called Santa Ana winds. I grew up in California. I'm a lifelong Californian. I have never experienced these Santa Ana winds in January. Normally, they are around Halloween, October, early November. That's when, as I was a child, we were told it was fire season, certainly not in January. Now, the reason I've got fire fatigue is because this is basically the same old story, the same scenario again and again. You will see these same patterns and the tells that are a dead giveaway that many things are not adding up. I don't need to do a detailed analysis of each fire, friends, because as my even just looking at these images, I already can tell what's going on with the same pattern and playbook. I'm going to give you about 10 of these factors that you can match up anytime you see these fires. Number one, there is no reasonable explanation for the cause of the fire. Everything is under investigation and we will never be told the reason. Sure, it will be blamed on the electric company or some crazy arsonist, but those stories will eventually be buried or presented with so much confusion and conflicting information that the truth will never see the light of day. Number two, these fires will definitely be blamed on global warming and climate change. What is the phrase that's being used these days? They have to keep changing it because it never makes sense. If these fires are caused by the so-called climate change, then why in the non-spinning world aren't these fire departments more prepared? Why aren't there more personnel and more trucks and more technology and more drones and the much touted all-knowing AI? You're telling me that in this day and age of the public serpents spewing their fear-mongering about the climate, that these states and governments have not taken steps to be prepared for the very climate change they rail against? Now, I don't believe in climate change, as we're told, but even by their own standards, this is just plain stupid. You expect the threat and you don't prepare for it. Number three, these fires will exhibit behavior that defies physics and logic. You are going to see stucco buildings and red tile roofs burned to the ground, turned into ash. Friends, these are made out of sand and glass and ceramics that don't burn. If you've ever had a bonfire at the beach, you throw sand on the fire to put it out. You don't say to your spouse, hey, let's grab a couple of bricks and put them in the fire so we can have a nice fire tonight. It put them in the fireplace. This defies logic. And then we see the nearby trees and bushes are unscathed. We'll see plastic hoses and trash cans in kids' playhouses survive while cars are basically melted. The propaganda machine called the news makes sure that these images are shown nonstop, so the weak-minded are easily brainwashed into thinking that this is normal fire behavior. It is not. Number four, electricity rates and insurance rates will skyrocket using the fire as the justification. Power companies will get richer while insurance companies will refuse to cover certain homeowners, leaving daddy government to step in and offer higher cost and inferior coverage. We're seeing that all over. Number five, economic fallout will occur from damaged businesses, including home-based businesses. Some people will move out of the state to try to outrun this lava flow of tyranny, terrorism, and oppression. Number six, government land grabs are primed to occur with properties that will be deemed too toxic to rebuild on. Number seven, government expands, as does the individual's reliance on it in the form of FEMA, government loans, rehousing, etc. Number eight, despair and depression rises, as well as health problems. And innocent people now will have to rebuild their homes, their families, their businesses, their hopes, and their dreams. Number nine, out of chaos, order. Yes, that is the motto of those who seek to steal, kill, and destroy all that we hold dear. There will be renewed calls for more energy tyranny. Well, they call it green energy or renewable energy. Or what's the latest moniker? Oh yes, clean energy, which is a farce. Number 10, the evil doers will celebrate their latest attack. And they're too stupid to realize that more and more of us are waking up and we are no longer being duped, hoodwinked, and bamboozled by their deception. The fallout of these fires is unfathomable. I'm sure there will be a step-by-step analysis by many online who can also read between the lies, as I call it. They'll point out all of the blatant and obvious fire anomalies. It's truly devastating and tragic to realize how many people are affected by these attacks. Yes, I believe they are attacks. I believe they are intentional for all of the reasons I've just listed. Now, I want to hear your comments. Again, I'm not going to break down each and every image here. I will have my fire expert, Robert Brame, back on the show in the coming days, but I just wanted to let you know that we already know what's going on. Make your own list of these patterns, these tells, the symbols that are being used. Now, as strange as it may seem, there are some who are celebrating this destruction, twisting it around as a well-deserved punishment for those in the evil entertainment industry. Yes, the entertainment industry is evil, and there are people who deserve to be punished, but I certainly don't celebrate something like this, and I don't believe that this is the reason for it. Yes, Pacific Palisades and the other areas that are affected are indeed in the greater Los Angeles area, and they are adjacent to the entertainment hub. But I find it hard to believe that allowing the intentional destruction of the homes and the livelihood and the way of life for so many innocents would be a part of this plan. What say you? Friends, I've got a second video for you today talking about the aerial assault where I currently am in South Florida. Of course, they, meaning the evil doers, are never going to relent. And I will have ongoing coverage of these horrendous events coming up. I appreciate you being online. Get on my free Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. And I appreciate all of you being on board, and I'll see you in the very next video.